This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a thing that happened a lot during the depths of the housing bust. Homeowners who found themselves underwater on their loans, owing more on a mortgage than what the house was worth, were just walking away, letting the banks have the place. Problem is that sometimes the very process of foreclosure cost more than the property was worth. So now banks are just walking away. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge has this story from the Wealth and Poverty Desk.
So why would a bank just walk away from a foreclosure? It usually happens in working-class neighborhoods with old housing stock that's not worth a lot of money. Because the banks actually lose money on the foreclosure, it's cheaper to do nothing. That was the situation at 212 East Gear Street in Durham. The walkaway property sat right next door to Frank Burgess.
There were tenants here, but they weren't the nicest. And they were the cleanest because they would put the baby Pampers, they'd toss them right over the railing, they'd toss them out the back door on our side of the property, of course.
Burgess is a city bus driver. It took him and his wife a while to settle on their dream home on East Gear. But that was soon followed by bad neighbors and bad loitering.
All of the drug activity, prostitution, the alcohol, it was daunting, but me and my wife, we just felt like it's our home. We stand in it.
Records show the East Gear property was purchased 7 years ago with financing from Countrywide Mortgage Corporation. A couple of years later, the owner filed for bankruptcy and stopped making payments. The property soon became Bank of America's responsibility.
We've made every effort to communicate with each of the banks. It's taken quite a bit of work.
Peter Skillern runs a nonprofit called Reinvestment Partners that just happens to be one block from the Problem House on East Gear Street. Skillern says his organization was finally able to buy the house a few weeks ago. It cost $27,000 at a foreclosure sale. That's about a third of what the old owner paid in 2006.
We spoke to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the North Carolina Attorney General's office. We filed a local complaint at the court. We're very pleased that Bank of America finally did respond, and we have been able to resolve the issue, but it was an example of the extraordinary efforts it takes to resolve these problems.
East Gear is now a success story, but the latest General Accounting Office report says there are 38,000 bank walkaways across the U.S. People on the ground say that estimate is on the low side. Rick Hester sees this firsthand. He's the Housing Code Administrator for the City of Durham.
I do know that I probably run across two or three a week, that the name is still in the old owner, but we know that it's the bankruptcy file, they just haven't closed on it.
Hester wants to get these houses in the hands of people who will fix them up and get them back on the tax rolls. He says it's about finding good neighbors for hardworking people like Frank Burgess.
I love the house. I was born and raised in Durham. I have a lot of family here, and I love this place. This is home.
And he doesn't plan on going anywhere soon. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge from Marketplace.